a mindset that's very prevalent in our culture. The mindset is, if I look good, if I feel good, if good things happen to me, I'm going to be happy. If bad things happen to me, if I don't look good, I'm going to be sad. Years ago, one of the mega themes that I noticed in therapy was this. I didn't notice a whole lot of relationship between personal contentment and the actual level of objective pain, heartache, and stress in somebody's life. In other words, sometimes, a good part of the time, people that you would look at and say, they have a lot of reason to be miserable, are not. And other folks that you look at and you would say, what are they so unhappy about? And I made the observation on the program. I said, I don't oftentimes see a whole clear-cut correlation between the smoothness of your life and the smoothness and positiveness of your emotions. Well, the Harvard Mental Health Letter, kind of a little scholarly thing here, did a whole bunch of looks at studies here. Listen to this. The title of the article was Sick, Not Sad. People who do not have to live with chronic illness or the long-term effects of a debilitating injury sometimes imagine the prospect with dread. In other words, they may see themselves consumed by frustration, regret, and depression if this would happen to them, you know. It isn't so. Several recent studies have shown. In one of the studies, researchers looked at 49 patients with failing kidneys who required a strict diet and hours of hemodialysis at least 3 times a week. They were then compared to 49 healthy controls matched for age, race, sex, and education. In other words, same age people, same race people, same sex, male, male, female, female, and same levels of education. All of them completed a questionnaire on their moods, stating the amount of time they spent on average at each of 5 different mood levels, from very pleasant to very unpleasant. They then carried, these psychologists are wascally webbits. They then carried a specially programmed handheld organizer device for a week as they went through their daily lives. Every day, at random intervals, the device went off. And prompted them to describe and rate their moods on a 5-point scale, to note any pain, physical discomfort, and to evaluate their overall satisfaction with life. On average, the patients, now these are kidney patients, these are people, their kidneys are dying, and they require essentially huge interruptions in their daily routine to go get dialysis. The patients and the healthy people, on average, across the board, reported similar moods and rated them equally pleasant or unpleasant. Patients, the kidney people, did not express less satisfaction with life or even report more pain and fatigue. The controls, the people who were healthy, thought that if they had to live the life of a kidney patient, they would feel much, much worse about their lives than the kidney patients actually felt. But here I think is the more fascinating part. The people in good health, I misphrased that. The patients, the kidney patients, thought that if they were in good health, they would feel much better about their lives. Their moods would be more positive. They'd report more satisfaction, more contentment, if they were healthy. But interestingly enough, the healthy people didn't. Now, one might say, the thing that strikes me immediately is, well, after having lived with failing kidneys and dialysis, and then being given a new lease on life, I wonder if their moods wouldn't dramatically improve, at least temporarily. That's the key phrase. But in fact, what they discovered was the folks who were healthy were no more happy than the people who were sick. The people who were sick were just as content as the people who weren't sick. Do you see what I mean? It's an interesting finding. What is it about us? I submit, as a shrink, part of what I see in cases like this is that we grow accustomed to things going generally good. You've got a job. Maybe it's not the best job, but you got a job. Well, after a while, the job is not a source of contentment anymore because there's frustration on the job. That's why, and it just affects my mood. You've got children. You've been blessed with 3 healthy children. And intellectually, you say, boy, that should be a good source of satisfaction. But these kids, their papers drive me crazy. And so the children become a source of, discontentment, unhappiness. I call it the sin nature. There is just that tendency in human beings to grow disenchanted with what we once were satisfied with. It was good enough at one point. But over time, we drift. We drift into, I got a car and I can drive and that's really nice, but it's 4 years old and it went flat last week. Just ruined my day. These studies are fascinating. Let me see if I got any more in here just real quickly. I got to take a break, but put these glasses back on here. Okay, here's one. This has always scared me. Maybe the ratings by the two groups, the kidneys versus the healthy, differed little because the daily lives of kidney patients on dialysis aren't that different from the daily lives of healthy people. Well, they are different, but they're not that different, maybe. Okay. However, that cannot be said of people with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. This is a cruel, cruel disease. There's no cure. When you're diagnosed with ALS, you're terminal. And what will happen is you will ever so slowly lose all of your ability to move. And ultimately, you will die because you can't breathe. And you will become trapped in a body, fully functioning in your mind, but your body just simply doesn't work at all anymore. 2 very recent studies at Columbia University examined the experience of 80 people at the late stages of ALS. Once a month, until they died or could no longer communicate, they were interviewed by a standard technique that gave measures of depression, hopelessness, attitudes towards death, and the quality of life. The first study showed that the ALS patients were not particularly depressed and did not become more depressed as they approached death. At the start of the research, 81% of them weren't depressed at all, and only 9% had symptoms of major depression. More than half of them were never depressed over the entire course of the study. Fascinating. Second part here. A second study concentrated on 53 patients who died during the study. 23 of them did think about ending their lives, sadly. 10 expressed this wish to others, and 3 requested medications that they knew would have side effect of weakening their muscles. But apart from these answers to questions about whether they thought they would be better off dead, these patients were not significantly more likely to be depressed than the rest. Wow. The conclusions of these studies confirm people with severe illness are often as happy as the physically healthy whose well-being they overestimate. Listen to this. Here's their conclusion. Happiness, contentment, it seems, is more a function of temperament, and I would say overall approach to life and hopefulness and faithfulness, and less a function of circumstance than most people realize.